This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Wayne Bell. Wayne, welcome back.
Ah, thank you.
He is the creator of The Culture Club, which you can find at FayettevilleFlyer.com. Takes a look at movies, film, and more, including music. That's what we're going to talk about today, because the Grammys, which are still considered the biggest music award available, are handed out later this month.
Yeah, and they'll be handed out in 280 categories. No, in something like 100, because they cover the range from polka to reggae to pop to country. But there's four that really count. Those are the general field, and those are record, song, album, and best new artist.
Let's take a look at best new artist first. Now, this is a category with a sketchy history.
Yeah.
Taste of Honey, one back in the 70s when people like Elvis Costello and the Talking Heads were new artists. This year, Justin Bieber, who I can't believe is a new artist. It seems like I've been hearing about him for ages. Drake, Florence and the Machine, Mumford and Sons, and Esperanza Spalding.
Yeah, that's an interesting category. They changed the rules last year for that category so that people that have been around a while longer could be included. Because there was a policy before that if you had appeared on someone else's album, you weren't eligible. And so that did open it up this year. I think this year, you know, you're looking at a race that's not as competitive as it could be, because there's not the big names in there that you might expect, like a Nicki Minaj. Yeah, there's Justin Bieber. I don't think that that's going to really flesh out. I would be shocked if he won. If they were going by populist vote, or if 12-year-old girls were on the committee.
But they're
maybe,
not.
Maybe he would. I have a feeling that they'll go with Florence and the Machine.
Sort of a dance band?
Yeah, they are. And, you know, they had a huge success this year with The Dog Days Are Over.
Happiness hit her like a train on a track. Coming towards her.
She's got a gorgeous voice, and they tend to respond to female artists in this category. People like Lauryn Hill and Mariah Carey and even, you know, kind of obscure Paula Cole.
Song of the Year. Now, Song of the Year goes to the songwriter.
Yeah, it's not always a category that rewards the artist, unless the artists themselves wrote the song. It does go to the songwriter. Typically, Song of the Year will be an award that goes to a song that's also up for record or album or featured on an album of the year. But oftentimes, Song of the Year will go to a political song or something that has deep meaning. I remember Luther Vandross won a couple of years ago for writing that Dance with My Father song. The Dixie Chicks won Song of the Year for Not Ready to Make Nice. So they tend to make a statement with that award.
Well, here are the statements then that they could make. Need You Now, which is a song by Lady Antebellum. Love the Way You Lie, which was a duet between Eminem and Rihanna. The House That Built Me, Miranda Lambert. A song that we will call Forget You, though that's not the actual title, CeeLo Green. And then Beg, Steal, or Borrow by Ray LaMontagne, who I know is one of your favorites.
Yeah, he is. And I think that's the best song of those five. So, of course, that means he's naturally not going to win.
So your hometown's bringing you down, or you're drowning in the small talk and the chatter.
I think that this is a two-way race between Love the Way You Lie, which is the Eminem song featuring Rihanna about domestic abuse, and Need You Now by Lady Antebellum. And the thing about Need You Now is that I know it's a country band, but they're about as pop as you get. And it's the kind of fine-tuned Grammy song that they tend to love, like a ballad. So I wouldn't be surprised to see Need You Now win. It's probably the favorite in that category. If they want to make a political statement, I guess they could go with Love the Way You Lie.
Album of the year. Talk about your odd collection of nominees. Katy Perry, Teenage Dream, Lady Gaga, The Fame Monster, Lady Antebellum, Need You Now, Eminem, Recovery, and Arcade Fire with The Suburbs.
Well, that Arcade Fire CD was really fantastic. The thing about these five nominees is that they all pretty much are recognizing different genres. And the way that typically happens is every year they tend to divide it up between different genres. They tend to slot different genres. The Grammy voting is a little odd and obscure because it's all panel decided. So how do you decide on a panel what, you know, what's the best record or best album of the year? This year for album of the year, you've got the Suburbs album. I don't think that has much of a shot. And you've got the Katy Perry album, which even people who like Katy Perry raised their eyebrows at that and went, that is just a bizarre nomination. She does have a couple of decent singles on there that got a lot of radio play, but that is just the most bizarre nomination. To even put Grammy nominee Katy Perry is really a stretch. The two here that really are probably the front runners, the Eminem album, and then you've got the Fame Monster by Lady Gaga, which is really strange given that it's only got like six songs on it. It's a sequel to her album that was up last year, and it's an EP. I mean, it only has six additional songs on it. That being said, that should win. I mean, four of those six songs ended up being huge radio hits. And this 2010 was the year of Lady Gaga. So, you know, love or hate her, that's the best album of the year. Six songs, 10 songs, 20 songs, 40 songs.
The big award for the Grammys every year is Record of the Year. That goes to the artist and producer.
Yeah, Album of the Year goes to the whole package, and Record of the Year goes to the artist, and it's just for one song, the Song of the Year.
And the Song of the Year nominees are Need You Now by the band we've already talked about, Lady Antebellum. Mm-hmm. Empire State of Mind, mm-hmm. which was Jay-Z and Alicia Keys, and you couldn't get away for that.
Brilliant
for
song.
A while,
yeah.
Yes. Again, Forget You, as we'll call it, by CeeLo Green. Love the Way You Lie, Eminem and Rihanna, and Nothing on You, B.O.B. featuring Bruno Mars.
Yeah, I think that B.O.B. Bruno Mars nomination is really obscure, even though Entertainment Weekly said that was the best song of the year. And it's a great, catchy, classic pop song, but I just don't see that happening.
But let me tell you something about this Bruno Mars song. Last week, within a space of 2 hours...
You heard it 430 times?
I had someone in their mid-20s come to me and tell me how much they loved it, and I had someone nearing their 60th birthday tell me. And that seems to be the kind of record that Grammys, more often than not, like.
About what they say, 'cause they got nothing on you, baby.
Yeah.
Nothing on you.
Nothing on you, baby. Nothing on you. I know you feel where I'm coming from. Regardless of the things in my past that I've done.
It's probably going to come down to this battle all night long between Eminem and Lady Antebellum. I'm sure they hang out at the bar together, but I mean, you've got the rapper that, you know, defined a generation, and then you've got Lady Antebellum that, you know, delivered such a brilliant pop song.
So who's your pick?
I think they'll go with Lady Antebellum. It depends if my older brother's on the panel or my mother's on the panel. I guess I would even choose out of those two Lady Antebellum, because I don't think that Eminem song is so great. But if they want to make a statement about domestic abuse, then they'll go with that. But if they're going to go traditional, then they'll go with Lady Antebellum.
Wayne Bell writes and comments about popular culture at the Culture Club at FayettevilleFlyer.com. Regular visitor to Ozarks at Large. Thanks as always.
Thank you.